That isn't cranberry sauce, Artie.
Do you like what you see?
Penetration? Who's gonna be penetrated?
Why are there sharks on the moon?
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
Hey, it's Wish.com Eric Roberts.
The terrible Australian Bee Jamine.
We're being watched. Oh no, the actors have become self-aware. They know we're watching them.
Professor Science Batch.
All these actors are hard Canadian 30s.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That movie's so tight.
Featuring Kraven the Hunter.
Hey, it's Kraven. Everybody loves Kraven. Especially Louise. Oh boy.
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
I bet you he made anal.
That's not how you should.
Adult themes.
I like how they're still wet even after the next day.
Then it comes back on and it's an ad from Wild Secrets.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Would you like to touch what you see?
Listen, I don't have anything to say to you except don't call me anymore.
Operator, I am begging you. This is a real emergency. What's the matter with you?
I got molested in the little boy's room.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to your favorite weekly podcast, the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. I am your host, Super Marcy, and in the background is my dog, Freddy. He is growling on the bed. He is very excited, actually, for today's movie. We are on episode 128, and it's my pick for Christmas month, so I'm very excited. And all the crew is here today, so I'll introduce everybody. Please welcome the one that makes Australia terrible somehow, the terrible Australian, Bede Jermaine. Hello, Bede. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. How are you?
Not too bad. A bit distracted by Freddie growling and rolling around on the bed, but...
Well, to be fair, though, given your movie pick for today, it's... yeah, to be fair. It's probably because of the movie you picked, Marcy, yeah. And Freddie's just not impressed by what you picked.
I think he's excited, actually, but yeah, and also back this week, he is the professor of all things science, Professor Batch. Hello, Batch, and how was your partying with Kraven?
Fucker stole my kidney.
Damn! Did you wake up in a bathtub full of ice?
Yes! Again! How could the same shit happen to the same guy twice?
See, I knew watching an urban legend movie was a bad idea for the podcast.
It gave Kraven ideas. And it's the same kidney on the same side. I don't know how he does it.
Fucking hell, Kraven.
God damn it, Kraven. How you doing, folks? I missed out on a whole lot of Brethren last week.
Yeah, you did, actually.
Brother.
Brother.
We'll make up for the, for this episode.
We'll continue. Yes, we'll continue the brothering. And last but not least with the co-hosts, he was responsible for all the brothering last week. He is now a very sexied, mohawked man. He is the American, Trash Panda Colin.
Hi, everybody. I was just not, I'm not allowed to talk until you guys fucking say my name. So. I didn't want to interrupt our intros here, but how are you guys doing? I'm ready. Let's go.
I'm ready too. I'm so ready. But yes, as are the rules of the podcast, you're not allowed to talk unless your name's mentioned. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know where I'm going with that, but
I don't pay attention to that rule.
Nobody does.
I got yelled at, bro.
Depends what mood I'm in for that day. Yes. Yeah, so for Christmas month on the Tubi Tuesdays, as is becoming the annual tradition, I saw a movie that had kittens on it, so I picked it. We are watching Santa Claus, and as I found out, it is a family asylum movie, so let's go.
Indeed, wait, and what? Not the Santa Claus from the 1990s that is written and directed by John Russo in the slasher film. This is the family Santa Claus movie.
Yes. Oh, God damn it. So there's no titties. We're having no titties for 2 weeks now? Come on.
No, but wait, this one has all the pussy you can handle.
Literally.
A lot of fucking hairy pussy. I'm not going to like this. I wanted to
yes.
I want to... I mean, you're telling me a lot of pussy and shit, and I was ready to jack off at the end of this episode, like going to bed, but that's a lot of hairy-ass pussy, and I'm not about hairy pussy.
Well, you never know Stubble's what will happen okay. in this. Well, you never know what will happen in this podcast. You still might be jacking off later.
You never want to get a hairball.
I know. Yes. You get a hairball, dude. You get fucking hairs caught in your teeth and shit, bro. It's bad, bro. Like... Sorry, I'm way too baked to fucking watch this movie.
Or just enough.
Yes. Although, I think this is the type of movie that Rocky and Mersh should be watching with us.
Yeah, Rocky is stoked.
Mersh is mad at me right now. She's not facing me. She's sitting on the laptop, the work laptop, and I don't know why she's all mad because I had to get up because we were watching Sopranos. And she was like... You got a podcast? Well, fuck you. I'm going to not even bother you during this podcast. And I told her, good. So.
We'll see. But Bede, before we get started on the movie, do you want to do your usual, the ground rules and first of all and all that?
Indeed. Well, first of all, what you need to do, everyone, is look up the film Santa Claus, and that's Claus with a C-L-A-W-S, if it is playing on your Tubi in your part of the world. And once again, this is not the slasher film from the 90s. It's the 2010s family film, just to confirm. And
that could be the running joke this episode. We have every 50 seconds, we have to say, this is not the slasher film.
This is, this is the one with a lot of pussy and claws.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Maybe one of us will have to pick the other one up for the show next year around Christmas time. But anyways, though, if it isn't playing on Tubi in your part of the world, well, then tough shit.
I think it is because it is on Tubi Australia, and I believe it is on Tubi US and stuff. So
okay, yeah, well, it isn't though, stay tuned to the end of this episode for our sponsor Surfshark to bypass all that. So we'll play the film from the very start. So I'll count us down from 5. And when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion, so if an ad does pop up, we'll shout out, oh, well, actually, no, we'll play the sound effect, courtesy of Batch.
It's the sleigh bells!
Yeah.
Yes.
Or jingle bells, or balls, we don't know.
It should be a indeed. Meow, shouldn't it? Shouldn't it be like a Mersh?
Yes. But, that was a very sick cat just then. But anyways,
that's the sound effect. Nailed it.
Yes, but and when the ads are over, Batch will play the sound effect again. But we'll also make sure to we'll make sure to give a timestamp as well, so that way we stay in sync. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Santa Claus, I'm pretty sure this audio commentary will still be a fun listen to regardless. But before we actually get started, Marcy, we have a new Patreon.
Yeah.
So we'll take this a quick moment to give a shout out to 5 Minute Movie Guy for being our latest subscriber on the Super Network Patreon. Thank you so much for the support, 5 Minute Movie Guy. It really means a lot. That also means like we're only 2 more subscribers away from Marcy wearing the Frankenhooker outfit. And also, I believe about 6 more or 5 more till Batch and Colin watch the entire Evil Bong series. And probably one of the many outfits I said in past episodes of this show.
Well, while we're on a bit of a break, Bede, maybe you can update us on the socials with the outfits that you said to wear after more subscriber.
Who's got the spreadsheet?
We're taking a break? We're taking a break? I love this show. Why are we taking a break?
Because we need a break, damn it. But anyways.
Colin and I are going to move on. We're moving forward. We ain't taking no breaks.
Fuck no.
You Australians can take a break.
Well, go join Craven's shitty Tubi ripoff show then.
Exactly.
That's pretty accurate. That's pretty accurate.
Exactly.
But anyways, though, we might as well get straight to the movie. So, Marcy, Batch, Colin, are you ready to spend a lot of time with Christmas pussy with Santa Claus?
Yes. I'm so ready to fucking watch a lot of pussy. Let's go. Christmas pussy at it.
All righty, let's do this. Let's deck the halls with... Deck the halls
lots of pussy.
With lots of pussy right now in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Emerald. Deck the halls with lots of pussy.
See, the asylum presents.
Get the fuck out of here, the asylum. Come on.
Yup.
We love the asylum on this show.
They were so cheap, they couldn't afford a capital letter on yes. people's names.
That's true.
Mm.
They couldn't afford like capital letters on this movie.
But costume design gets capital letters.
All the jobs get capital letters except for the people who are working them.
Oh shit, I missed the title card.
There's not much to miss right now.
It's stock footage from other Asylum yes. movies. Oh, it's Ryan's wife is the writer of this movie.
Oh, there we go.
Our good friend Ryan Ebert.
Shout
so
out
we can't bang
to...
on this movie too bad.
It's true.
No.
No way.
I swear on my life.
All 9 of them?
Shout out to Ryan's wife, Anna, for being the writer of this movie.
Exactly. Oh. I was about to say, shout out to Anna and lots of love. Look at the cat!
It's Rocky! It's Rocky!
Wow. Have we lost Colin? Magical,
right? I think we
lost
have.
Colin.
Lost Colin, he'll be back.
Colin realized there was no boob, so he was out.
Okay, the moving mouths aren't that creepy because it's not human teeth. Oh, Colin's
kitties.
Hello.
Kitties. He is Santa Rigby.
Did someone leave Santa a mixtape or what?
I think so. He left him a mixtape of Cannibal Corpse.
It's Craven's album.
it's Craven's cover of Total Eclipse of the Heart. He's leaving it out as a Christmas present for everyone. I'm Rigby.
That is potentially true.
That's me, it's Craven Claus. Oh, ho, ho, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hello, Craven. Merry Christmas.
I'm not allowed to be on the show now. I'm not banned anymore.
Yeah, I'm second guessing bringing you back
it's
on the show, Craven, but.
Oh, it's Christmas. Come on. Positivity. Love thy fellow neighbor and all that bullshit.
Indeed. But I guess
Craven,
if Louise. Yeah, I guess if Louise says so, I guess we're going to have to.
I'm giving all the good boys and girls like their own boxes of weed for Christmas, and the kids that I don't like are getting a box of poop.
Someone there.
So don't want to be one of those kids, Bede. You want to be on my good side. You don't want the poop.
I mean,
okay,
that is what
poop.
Bede threatens his nieces and nephews.
Oh! Yeah, I trained that just cat Rocky to do that, babe. It's hilarious.
That cat is totally Rocky.
It is Rocky.
And that's Rocky Jr. Senior.
Santa Claus actually broke Craven's album.
Oh, no!
Oh, he's dead!
No, that means they get to buy another one, so it's like just another sale. So,
yeah,
half my records come broken in the packaging. I'm smart.
Hello, it is number one sexy auntie Anastasia.
Hey, Anastasia, number one sexy auntie. How are you today?
Raven, look at this fucking nerd.
Stop leaving me those tapes. I have one. It's broken. It's fine. I don't need no more.
You sang on that tape.
Yes, but it was not my best performance. I did not say squirrel enough for Colin.
No, not at all.
We need to re-record it, Craven.
Look at this fucking nerd
with the
90s T-boy haircut.
He's a fucking nerd. See, when I was when I was Santa, when I was Santa Craven, I just say to all the boys and girls, go fuck yourself!
Tell us more about your days as a sexy auntie, Craven.
Oh, you don't want to know.
I don't think what happens, actually.
What happens in Latveria stays in Latveria.
Oh, there is a dog here. I better get Marcy back.
Pretty, you're annoying the podcast. I know you're excited about all the kittens, and I know you love cats.
Mom, Nathan has a tree.
Tommy, please.
Get back, Freddy. Come on.
Mom!
Mom, this is bullshit.
Yeah, Mom, what the fuck? Why do we have to be so goddamn broke all the time?
Why are we gonna be poor?
Why don't we? Why are we poor with all these kittens?
Mom, yeah. why are there three cats in the house?
We could afford to, like,
pay, look at that, like, fucking nerd.
Look at that fucking nerd.
That's the fucking grown up nerd from earlier.
Feed. That's the Christmas nerd.
Feed the Christmas nerd has to go on the nominations list for the biggest fucking nerd of the year.
Well, there's about two in this movie, so I'm putting this movie on the biggest fucking nerd award.
It's on the list.
Just write it's Christmas nerd from, they just made the list.
Freddy, stop barking. You cannot. Go to your bed.
No. Oh, I'm not going to go talk to her.
He wants to fuck
Colin,
the
what
Santa
you smoking?
Statue. Sorry.
I'm smoking a strain called Gummies by Vivid.
Ooh, go to your bed. Ooh, nice. What is the potency kind, sir?
Fuck, I don't remember. Asking me all the hard questions.
I'm training you, boys.
19%.
All right, that's all right. That's perfectly fine. That's good.
Grand Prix roll, by the way.
As your bartender, I approve.
Okay, those aren't the type of pussies that I rolled into see while I'm watching this movie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pussy, pussy, pussy. Attention, pussy lovers. Holiday special.
It's what Vikram sold us on. You blame him for a bad deal.
Never go to Vikram for pussy. You go to Craven for pussy. Here she comes. He'll hook up with the sexy Annie.
I sell you underage pussy, and I do not apologize.
Ooh. Ew.
You mean kittens, right?
Yes. No. Sorry, no.
It was.
Yeah. Yes, kittens.
It was kittens.
Yes, kittens.
Very young, very nubile.
Very, very young pussy.
This is getting creepy, and I don't know if I want to sit here anymore.
I don't know about you guys, but
you picked the movie.
That cat just disappeared. What the fuck?
Guys, I don't know about you, but I think this mum is a bit of a bitch. She just thinks, like, Christmas is just there to market toys, and that's it. What a cynical.
It is.
That's exactly what it is.
Capitalism.
Do you know why she's so traumatized by Christmas? Because the year before, the Christmas tree came alive and murdered everybody.
That's true.
See, we're tying it back to one of last year's movies.
And also, she is traumatized by the whole experience of Christmas because, to tie it back to our last movie, Santa with Muscles, she was one of those orphans who barely got out of that orphanage alive when it exploded. So
it's
the whole situation.
Yeah, she was the one that was mining and shit. She was like the main miner. She got all of the fucking Power Ranger thing.
But then she turned up and said, "Mining is bullshit."
Yeah.
Yes.
She said, "Mom, why the
I'm gonna be a career woman now."
Yeah, why don't we celebrate Christmas, Mom?
And that cat Goose. There. It's the cat from outer space.
Yes.
Now probably on Disney Plus, maybe.
No, not yet.
Mom, isn't this against child labor laws to make me clean the house?
No, they're
Can I have a smoke break, Mom?
Kids
She's a blogger.
Mom, I need a smoke break, Mom.
Uh-oh.
No! Kittens are going to get excited with the paper towel. Wow, that's a lot of paper towel.
I was going to say, I don't think there's that much paper towels on that roll.
This is a motherfucking Bounty commercial? What the fuck?
Right?
It literally is.
Oh.
It is.
Are we sure we're not on the ad version of this movie? The ad.
First of all, I don't want any woke kittens into my Christmas movies.
Oh, this my movie, God.
This movie is an advertisement by the paper towel industry.
You see, the paper towel industry is trying to take over the world.
And they're costing us our jams.
You're killing me. Oh, my God.
We broke Colin.
And Mercer showing up.
But it's just fucking hilarious because I cannot make half the fucking jokes I want to make so bad on this movie, but it's like...
This is a family movie, Colin. You gotta contain this stuff. First of all.
First of all, I'm glad to announce that the crisis is over and we can now drink Bud Light again because Kid Rock said it was okay.
Oh my God, I can't wait to go see Limp Bizkit and then just yell a bunch of Kid Rock at this fucking Limp Bizkit concert.
Is that a Limp Bizkit concert with Corey Feldman? Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
These mouth movement effects are hilariously bad.
They are very creepy.
This looks like something you have on an app on your phone.
I am not stoned enough for this movie yet.
It's less creepy than human teeth. I'll give it that. No.
A new home? What the fuck?
Yes. They get to play with paper towels. Listen to me when I say we need to
take care of ourselves. And then eat the humans.
We need to kill them and eat them. Wait till they die. We will outlive them.
When do we get to take over the world?
This bitch doesn't believe in Santa, so she's obviously gonna die.
It's a family movie.
I would not want to clean out that litter box for those three cats.
Every Disney movie is a family movie, and a family member dies in a Disney movie.
Yeah, but this is the asylum. It's not Disney.
No. That's when Disney was good.
The cats are gonna start stabbing these people.
Can you imagine if suddenly halfway through the movie it turned into just the cats with knives and stabbing people?
Yeah, it's a silent movie.
It's the Christmas version of Day of the Animals.
My manager had a brilliant idea. We got to pitch to the asylum. It's going to be one of these romantic like rom-com holiday movies. And then halfway through, the male love interest turns out to be a serial killer.
Okay.
And then it just shits.
Yes. Sorry, I was kind of zoned out there for a second.
You were focused on the kittens, Marty.
I'm way high.
I thought I almost got you with that one, Bean.
Those mouth movements are very distracting. Fred, you got to
calm
down,
buddy. That cat just said a small high, and I was like, I'm way too high, cat.
Uh-oh.
No, don't do that.
No.
Oh, my God, it's his butthole.
It was its butthole.
That's giving the movie an X rating.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Rocky.
Listen, if this movie is so unrealistic, if that was my cat, I would have been throwing shit at it. I would have been like, what the fuck are you doing? This movie is way too unrealistic. I can't watch this movie.
You say that about every movie we watch.
Is this Colin's Mr. Jingles?
Why are you on the 2B Tuesdays podcast if you need realism? There is a ghost that visits this podcast that jerks off every time. Like, bro, listen.
I need a little bit of realism and more pussy. Okay? I need more cats in this movie. I haven't seen enough cats.
Did somebody say pussy? Hello, everybody.
Hell yeah.
Oh, God,
dude.
Where's my jacket? I just want a new jacket. I'm going to hide this so he doesn't get ectoplasm all over it.
Let me go into graphic detail about how much I love pussy. First of all, I love to brush it, the curls, the coloring. It is so soft, and their tails are very beautiful. Oh. We're talking about actual cats, right? Not the actual pussy.
I thought you were talking about Louise, and then I got very confused.
I mean, I can go into graphic detail about Louise's vagina, if you like. Well, first of all, here's what it's like. First of all, it's a completely gray. It is like a forest down there, which I kind of like, even though I'm coughing up hairballs every now and again. Just like a...
Oh no!
Merch. This is realistic. Cats don't like vacuum cleaners.
Mine does.
It's funny. My pet name for Louise is actually the human vacuum cleaner.
I mean, that makes sense on so many levels, man.
Mine for her is the human garbage disposal.
That's
no,
right.
Not Santa.
Retirement.
No.
This nerd seems very upset by it. By upset, like not being upset by it.
What do you think of this nerd, Toby the Ghost?
First of all, you know, I think I might have to go over there and give him a ghost wedgie, which is essentially just
ghost
like,
wedgie.
A ghost wedgie, Marcy. This is since I'm literally a sheet. So basically what I need to do is I just go under his legs and lift myself up and just give him a massive wedgie. I don't even have to pull him by the underwear. I just do it myself and go, "Hurrah!" There we go.
That was quite graphic.
I realize I've been very graphic on this episode so far. And Colin.
You've been worse.
Yes.
To be honest.
And also, Colin, I love your mohawk. It's very sexy.
Bro.
And you better, when you one day, like 100 years from now, join me in the afterlife, you better have that mohawk. You can have a ghost hawk. Well, if you'll
excuse me, Tommy. Dude, the ghost talk. I don't want to talk about going into the afterlife for a while, but
hashtag ghost talk.
Yeah. Yes. I'll get a ghost hawk. Everybody hates the hawk though. Like, I love it. I think it's so funny. I needed this in my life and it's made me feel better. Like,
I think better. Well, hold on a second, Colin. I'm going to give myself a ghost hawk right now. There we go. I got my ghost hawk ready to go.
Yeah, you gotta gel it up with your fucking ectocom.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Give me one second. I need to gel it up.
Duck and cover.
Duck and cover.
This is not the pussy you want to come to, bro.
There we go. Sorry about that, guys. I just need to gel my mohawk. There we go.
This is not the pussy you can jack off to, bro. Come on.
I apologize.
Put time on that and just like well out of the way.
Yeah, dude. Yes. That.
But anyway, so I'm gonna get going and show Louise my ghost hawk, and I'll see you all later. Bye.
Who is that guy? I know that guy. Who is that
he's
guy?
He's the neighbor, but I don't know who the person is playing him.
He looks like somebody I know.
He's the registered sex offender.
From this town, yeah.
And he's also the kid from earlier, like the grown-up version of the kid with the glasses and the T-boy haircut.
Wait, are they in Gotz's neighborhood? Because Gotz lives right across the street from a convicted sex offender.
Probably.
Is she around by any chance?
This is filmed at Gotz's neighborhood.
You want to come to my van, kid?
Hell yeah, he brought spaghetti. Of course they...
Is that mac and cheese?
Yes.
Spaghetti.
Hey, yeah, it is mac and cheese.
Who gift wraps mac and cheese? This
Wait,
nerd.
If we're talking about Italian things, I reckon there's someone's going to show up now.
This child rapist fucking wraps mac and cheese. That's who.
I brought some Kraft dinner.
Ew.
Can I see the pussy?
Did somebody say macaroni? It's me, Tomario Costellini.
I can't do this episode.
But I got to tell you guys, as a ghost, do you know what? I do love macaroni, but you know what makes it even better? If you put a special sauce into the... into it like this. Oh, no!
You put the pesto sauce all over the pussy. You put the pesto sauce.
So you got to put it all over your...
all over your pussy.
And we just lost a subscriber.
I apologize for my pasta sauce for driving your Patreon subscribers away. But
your
you
gravy.
Know, it's like... But just that's like my cousin Toby. I too am. I love a pussy. I love a pussy.
A pussy cat.
So a pussy cat.
Yes, a pussolini. I prefer pussolini.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Pussolini is pretty good.
Dude, pussolini is so good. I love eating that shit. Pussolini.
And I see this as a pussy on your shoulder, Colin.
Oh, yeah, so this is my pussy. This is a mush pussy. I love a pussy.
I need mush pussy, too.
Yes, there was something on all of our faces now. Thanks, cousin.
Yes, I apologize. I apologize for my ectoplasma to getting everywhere.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Why does it smell like Parmesan?
Well, you know what? Yeah, it's just a very special one. Like, you know, if you want to, I could even make it out of tomato sauce. And there we go. Oh,
my eye!
I am sorry. But anyways, though, I got to get it going because, you know, I got to get back to a whole to get Italian restaurant that's owned by Roberto Benigni. So I shall be back a bit later. Bye, boo, Malini.
That was weird and creepy all at once.
And I thought we'd be tame on a show where it's just basically a family film.
Has the Mexican cousin showed up yet?
Oh my gosh, there's like a ghost-like ornament on the kid's tree. Oh, what was there?
It's kind of sad this kid has to smuggle home a Christmas tree that's tiny and crap.
Yeah, are you doing drugs in there? No, I'm having Christmas.
First of all, we don't celebrate Christmas in this house because Christmas is celebrated by those liberal, hippie, commie Democrats who want to tell us that we have to celebrate it rather than saying happy holidays. Oh, wait a minute. I'm confused. What am I yelling about?
Brother, I don't think they can hear us here. Hold on a second.
Brother.
First of all, now this is much better. I'm much more louder and more obnoxious. We don't want no more Christmas ornaments on our lawns.
I agree with that. I'm also talking that way, too. First of all these liberal, commie, hippie, crap Democrats keep telling me I can't have a megaphone, because they say I sound too loud already. But first of all, if I'm going to be talking about a movie with a lot of pussy in it, I got to be using a megaphone.
These pussies are way too young. I need me a good ocelot.
Stop it! Come on, guys! God damn it! You're gonna give me another fucking heart attack, guys!
And
come on!
Give me my first heart attack.
Yeah, I only already survived one.
And my first stroke, and my first everything else.
It's going to be my first everything in my life. Just
why does that kid have a scarecrow in his room?
Yeah, but the mom is so dead set against Christmas in this movie.
She freaking loves Halloween, though.
Why was there a picture of a tank shooting people on the kid's door?
I don't know.
That she's got to get her anger out somehow. She can't celebrate Christmas. All she wants to do is like fucking have Christmas, but she got, I guess she has too much pussy because she can't have fucking Santa.
She doesn't have these kittens around. She's very mean.
Her mom should open an OnlyFans. Why does she have that much pussy? She's just like got a brothel.
Hey, no, guys, it's me, Bob the Animal Trainer. I trained all every single cat in this movie. I trained all the pussy in this movie.
Yeah, did you wrangle the
pussy? Oh my god. But, that's all my business card. Blah, the pussy wrangler.
The pussy wrangler.
Well, I wrangle all sorts of things. I wrangle spiders, I wrangle ants, I wrangle orangutans.
Dude, wrangle some pussy in this show, dude, please. It's hilarious.
And he's gotta go with the pussy.
Can you wrangle Stampy the elephant? Because me and Stampy need to have words.
Me is very depressed. He is a very depressed elephant, and he's very sad. He's very emo. He has the eyeliner, and he's painted his toenails black.
Yeah.
And he listens to My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, well, you know, Stampy should just apologize, and we'll be fine.
So, does that mean Stampy is an emophant?
Fuck off.
That was a good one, dude. I'll give you that one. As an emo kid, I fucking loved that one, though. Yeah.
Was that dude, Toby that the Ghost having a stiffy? What was that?
Yeah, he got real hard when those pussies came on screen.
Oh my god, he's putting them in a box with no air holes.
It's a pussy in a box.
The boing is the opposite of the X.
Listen, so, putting a pussy in a... Pussy in a box is a weird way of like having two people scissor each other.
Scissors.
Scissors.
Listen. She could not. That is animal cruelty. She cannot do that. They cannot put those cats in that box right now. They can't do that.
Okay, I saw there are some air holes on the box. So it's not that bad. It's still not great.
First of all, this woman is the future those liberal hippie commie Democrats want. They want to get rid of Christmas and make us not celebrate nothing.
I feel like this podcast is going to get flagged.
If that's
watch what you say about flags. We don't want any flags either.
You guys can't say that. Come on.
So how did all those kittens fit in that small box?
She forced them in there. It's animal cruelty, I told you.
I'm really gonna miss you guys.
I'm gonna miss you, no. Too, Tommy.
Well, why are you sending them away?
Now that she's gonna put it in the bathtub. And turn on the water.
It's gonna...
This movie gets dark.
Well, you know what? This kid is right. If they're poor as shit, they don't have enough food for cats, they're going to have to get rid of the cats.
If they're that poor, sell some of their glasses. No, sell some of their glasses. They've got a million of them.
Right? Yeah. I mean, they could kill the cats and eat the cats. I mean, they could sustain on those cats
for a while. I don't think they're poor. I just think she's a mean one. Like a Grinch.
Who, her mom? Why is her mom mean?
His mom has an OnlyFans account, and she doesn't want him to know.
Well, yeah, she has tons of pussy, okay? Of course she has an OnlyFans.
Why does the kid have a banana next to his bed? Like,
I was going to say.
It's hungry. I mean,
Star chasers.
There is pussy all over that house.
There's look at that old computer.
Look at that VHS tape.
Did somebody say VHS tapes? It's Ginger Lynn Lassa. Have you bought murder size?
Hold on.
Volume 70 yet.
That guy has.
I pre-ordered it.
Well, I've got the 69 copies here for Chad, so I'm going to leave them here for him to pick up. I got to go.
Did somebody say Chad who buys poor?
Yes,
I'll have all 69 of those. Not 70. Not 68. Has to be 69.
I got you the 69 tapes, but I didn't want to stay too long because I didn't want to run into Louise. It's pissing me off.
Did you know that
there's
actually porn? There's like Santa Claus porn?
Well, yes, that's usually the holiday special. And you just leave me a fiver and I'll leave it in your stocking.
I got the one that I just bought the one that's called Off My Chimney number 6.
It comes highly recommended, honey. Right.
Bro, Santa's like, hold up, reindeers. I gotta stop by and grab some puss. Yeah.
That's how the porn starts.
That's dialogue for the movie.
Exactly.
Oh my god, this movie, I can't do.
Well, I don't want Colin to have a heart attack, so no, so
see you, Chad.
Episode
gets
weirder and weirder.
Get your weird Louise Lasser Toby the Ghost porn out of here.
Oh my god, this movie.
Colin's like been broken for most of this movie.
Yes.
Just like,
it's not very hard.
I'm gonna eat these cookies. It's so
you're so broken,
like,
you can't get a word out.
I'm so hungry after eating so much pussy.
Oh.
We haven't had a commercial yet. I just want to play the sound effect.
Yes.
Bro.
What's this one?
Why does this guy have secret Santa footage?
That's his kid.
I reckon he's jerking off to it right now.
Marcy, he's doing a Chuck Berry on Santa Claus. Yeah, just gonna videotape Santa Claus without him knowing. I love how basically, like, whenever we do a family film on this show, we just get
it gets
dirty
really dirty. It gets really dirty real fast.
So does that mean if we watch a porno, it's gonna be wholesome?
Yes.
Oh. No, no, not at all.
Santa's like, God damn it, that's not the pussy I needed.
It's my pussy in a box.
Kittens are Santa's weakness.
These cats just killed
Santa. It's kryptonite for Santa.
Santa Claus is dead.
He just left retirement.
He just
murdered. Then he comes back as a zombie and kills the entire family.
Oh my god. You broke him. You killed him, you dumb fucking pussy.
Oh, he's getting, god, don't eat Santa. Crazy. Don't eat Santa.
He's eating Santa. He's dead.
He's gonna eat his dead body.
Oh my gosh. They're doing a Catwoman from Batman Returns on him.
Blitzen, can you see this shit? That cat's eating Santa Claus. So can you. Come on,
clocks are ticking, little dudes. Hey, I'm Michelangelo. Wait. I mean, I'm a reindeer, but I sound like cool dude, Cowbunga Man.
They literally deserve are more baked than I am. Mom, Santa. It's Santa, Mom. It's Santa.
Get the white man on the roof
out of here.
How'd they get a drive with their little paws?
I don't know, but little kittens on the little Santa sleigh.
Oh, man.
I apologize for breaking you. Pussies can't drive.
Are you here? Don't say that to my pussy. It might get offended.
I'm so sorry about this episode, guys. I feel so bad right now.
That needs to be a shirt. Pussy can't drive.
Pussy can't drive.
But they can't. But pussies can do a stick shift. If you understand my meaning.
Well, now.
I swerve when I drive.
Bro, imagine how bad that house smells. It probably smells so bad from the cat piss and shit all in that house.
Because they're not hitting the litter box at that age.
They're definitely not. And that little girl's not cleaning it up. And that mom is definitely yelling.
I think the kid is a boy because his name's Tommy. I think.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Am I that high that I thought that character was a chick?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, character in the movie.
To be fair, you were broken for half the movie and almost falling off your chair, Colin. So.
Wait, these cats can fucking read? What the fuck? Lack of cookies? These cats can't eat cookies.
I want cookies.
So do I, bro. Ooh, I could. Ooh. Okay, today is my cheat day. I'm gonna order some cookies.
Who said you could touch my cookies? Bitch. Put that cookie down. Now put that cookie down.
Put down the cookie. I love that movie so much.
Put the cookie down.
Oh, shit, guys.
This sounds very fucking confusing to deliver presents.
These cats cannot read. So how the fuck are they going to figure this out?
They're paying attention to the video.
No, they're not. They're fucking watching some fish or something swim.
No, they're not.
How do we not have an
ad? I think I just saw Colin's name on the naughty list.
Colin's getting the poop.
He's getting the poop for Christmas.
Oh, god damn it.
Craven likes him. He'll get him the weed.
Oh, I got enough weed. I am so fucked up. I had a really big tolerance break, guys, and it's been so nice. Oh, I'm way too high for this cat.
What's that? Tolerance break.
I needed it.
Oh.
How many days? How many days?
Whoa.
Three.
Oh.
So according to this movie, if all the children in the world don't get presents by Christmas, there's going to be worldwide riots on the streets.
And Satan wins.
Didn't you riot when you didn't get presents for Christmas?
Well, I would imagine that's what almost happened a few years ago when not everyone got a PS5.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't get one.
Whee! Oh yeah, I forgot about this fucking nerd.
I'm going to come, he's leaving!
Why is the fucking pedo in that kid's house?
No, it's his own house.
That was his own house. He's got Santa surveillance going on.
How did he lure that kid into his house?
Why?
The cookies, duh.
How do you fly this thing? How do you fly this thing?
I don't know where kittens. According Something to Colin, we can't read.
Something tells me I don't, given that this is the asylum, I have a feeling like they did train these cats and they just let them just wander around, do whatever, and just shot like 100 hours of footage of them.
Probably. I imagine that's the case.
Are we halfway through this movie yet?
Yeah.
Getting there.
Oh my god.
We're about 30 minutes into this movie.
But, he's gonna make biscuits in the sleigh. Man, did I ever tell you about the time I did ranger weed?
I was so high.
Whoa, bro.
My nose was so red as my eyes were.
That's why we started calling you Rudolph. And then we partied with Tycho Kaibu.
Bro, remember that time that Blitzen did fucking mushrooms? And man, we almost hit the goddamn fucking Gateway Bridge, man.
When we like sniffed some stuff off that lady's ass crack?
Bro, remember when we fucking.
Did somebody say Tycho Kaibu?
Oh, it's Tycho Kaibu.
Yeah, man, let's go party.
I love Christmas. I love snow. I love cocaine.
Yeah,
I got ectoplasm cocaine.
That might be dangerous, but let's go do it.
In Seattle. Also, I gotta say, that kid was that little boy had the new Santa Claus buddy.
See, yes. there's the cocaine, dude. Whoa.
Whoa.
I think we need to have an intervention for Gaiku Kaibu one of these episodes.
I think we could. Pleasant.
Why? He's okay.
He's a ghost.
They're tiny presents. All of them.
Look how they're so little and cute.
All pussies are different, Marcy, okay? You're not going to get cute-ass pussy all the time.
Yes, you are.
All pussy is beautiful, though. I will tell you that. I love looking at pussy.
And I love the fact that the audience, our audience are not going to know which we're referring to.
Oh, no, I love both.
Colin did just get the a pussy a day calendar for 2024.
Yes. Yes.
I did.
Oh, boy, here we go. We'll get you out. They literally just let these kittens run around the house.
They
just filmed
it.
They're pissing and shitting everywhere. God damn, dude. The director's like pissed.
And they decided to build the story around it.
Hmm.
Oh!
Just like every cat with a Christmas tree, knocks it over.
Yes.
Mersh does not do that.
Well, Mersh is a good girl.
Well, I gotta hide Santa Claus's body before Tim Allen finds
him. Mommy, don't tell Santa!
The cats ate Santa's body. The kids like, God damn it.
Don't tell Bob that the kids ate Santa Claus.
Don't tell Mom that the Santa Claus is dead.
I think that was the joke I was trying to make.
Santa didn't eat the pussy. The pussy ate Santa. Those reindeers ate those cats. You know they did.
Dude, that's not how we as reindeer world.
Bruh, we got so stoned and we ate that fucking cat. Remember that, bro?
Yeah, bro, we got stoned on Scooby Snacks.
I was on mushrooms and psilocybin, and I took a little bit of ecstasy, and I was flying so high that night, I said, let's go fuck up some cats.
Now you know that there's going to be a next Netflix special about this next year.
I would love
Don't
to
fuck
write
with
Santa
Cat
Claus
2 Electric Boogaloo. Sorry, I cut you off, Colin.
Oh, you're okay. I've been cutting everybody off all fucking episode. I feel awful. I'm just going to shut up.
That's what we do on this episode. We cut each other off.
I'm just going to fucking be quiet the rest of the
episode. I don't like this angle at all.
Hey, guys, it's weekend at Santy's.
play the fucking sound. That was terrible.
It literally is.
I'm waiting. Yes.
Guys, I hate when pussy is angled like that on film.
Speaking of pussy, have you guys heard of the new Twitch meta?
Well, can you show pussy on the new Twitch?
Wait, you can show your pussy on Twitch now?
Oh, you can show a drawn pussy on Twitch.
Oh, wait, I could show my pussy right now. Where
you can show artistic nudity on Twitch, so you just got to make it artistic and you can do anything.
Oh, tight.
What's the fine line of artistic?
Yeah, can I paint my
pussy?
Whatever
you want it to be.
If you're wearing a mustache?
Yeah.
If you go for a mustache ride?
Yeah.
Coming soon to Twitch, mustache rides.
That cat did not do its best, okay? The cat is a kitten. It didn't do shit.
Let's not be mean to the cats. It's their first day. That's their first night of Santa Claus.
It's their first day.
She's like, why does this place smell like cat pee?
Why is the tree broken? Oh. Why is there cat shit everywhere?
That was close. Hey,
guys. It's not that clean.
We have a schedule to keep to. Okay,
yeah,
like
you better hold
down.
Your piss, cat. You better not piss in this sleigh.
I'll be back.
Okay. Yes, he's got to get Rocky, hopefully, maybe, possibly, I don't know.
They should just...
Oh my god, the pedo's like, I just got pissed on my cat.
His
the
pedo like
loves
kitty
getting pissed on by pussy.
He's got, like, Leonardo DiCaprio's haircut from the
90s.
He's
pissed on by pussy. This is gonna get weird, man.
He's getting pissed on by pussy.
Look, if we've learnt anything in life... Whatever you ask for Santa, you might get if you're on the good list. This is me with
organic cinnamon. Yes.
Listen, we gotta rebuild Santa. Those cats fucking ate the shit out of his fingers. He's not gonna be able to grab anything for a while. If we can rebuild him, we have the technology.
We must rebuild Santa.
He'll now be known as Santa Cop.
I thought you said Santa Cock.
Tommy's box. What have they got in Tommy's box? I would not want to know what kind of toys those pussies have.
Oh, it's Christmas decorations.
Oh, I thought they were pussy toys.
No.
all the toys I bought from Wild Secrets are all broken.
Wild Secrets. They send you free batteries. Trust me, Wild Secrets. We love you. You send free batteries.
We love the free batteries.
Fuck yeah, we do.
Gasping.
I feel like this guy is going to win Biggest Fucking Nerd of the Year award.
I think he might.
Biggest
and also, it's not even...
year.
Yeah, he's not even like... That's not even like a big wall, too. It's a small wall to climb over.
Dude, you could jump over that wall.
Kid, I'm pretty sure Santa Claus is dead.
Yeah, that ice pack is not going to do shit for Santa.
Oh, he's alive.
Oh, that's all it took?
Who are you? Holy shit, I'm in a black kid's house.
Santa Claus is a big fan of white power.
Oh.
Yeah, he is. He is powered up by snow.
I'm so, like, confused with this.
That pedophile's like, I didn't want to fucking see Santa.
I'm ordering food this week. I'm ordering poutine.
Ooh. Oh, bro, I ordered this Chinese. Oh, it's so good.
Because I'm Canadian. I eat poutine, okay? It's a thing.
Hey.
Is that like gravy, dude?
Why does everybody always
is that gravy?
Poutine? Yeah. Yes. Okay. Gravy, cheese curds, french fries.
Okay, look.
And popcorn chicken.
Let's go. Where can I get that?
Smoke Spoutinery.
No, I can't get that here. My mother was allergic to all those things. I'll just have to make it.
Just go to the drive-thru KFC. Get me fries, put some gravy on it, get me some cheese curds, and put some popcorn chicken on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would fucking be great.
No. That's what
I think it's one of those ocelots we've heard so much about.
that's the sound Louise makes when she's in the mood.
Air.
Did somebody say Louise? Hello, everybody.
You're
going to
tell us if that's true, aren't you, Louise?
Oh, Louise, I thought I heard you. That's the sound you make when you're Randy getting ready all for Toby,
oh,
right?
Honey. And then you're honey, Toby. That's only the tip of the iceberg really wet, guys. When I make those sounds.
Oh, no. The pedophile's going to get wet.
Well, they always say you shouldn't get your pedophile wet after midnight. But anyways, though... I thought, you know what? Anyways, though,
okay.
I am here because, right. You know what? You got one more episode to go until the show is finished for the year. I want to do something very special for all of you guys.
Okay. Oh, so right. That's very nice of you, Louise.
So next week, while you're watching your final movie for the year, I am going to serve you up all a very nice Christmas dinner.
Okay.
That sounds good. Can we
now, is there going to be something besides pumpkin pie and red wine?
The pumpkin pie is definitely going to be the main course, but there's also going to be fried chicken. I'm also going to put in some turkey, which is going to be basted by Toby himself.
Okay,
don't eat the turkey.
And also, there's going to be a lot of cranberry sauce, and I'm also going to be saying, that's not cranberry sauce.
Wow.
In honor of that's so gross, dude. Do not say that, Louise. Gross.
I have to say that now in honor of my boys, Terry and Todd, who are now ghosts. But anyways, though, yous are all invited, all your other characters who are on the show, like those First of All guys, and also Nick Cage, and Anastasia, and I guess Ginger Lynn can come too if she wants.
Oh.
But most importantly, I have something very special for Craven. Since I have now forgiven him after what happened earlier, I got something very special for him. So that's why it's going to be the best Christmas ever.
Are you sure you want Craven there?
Oh, I want him, honey, because, you know, Craven and I used to be together, even if he doesn't want to admit it. And so I want us to extend the olive branch, which is also the name I call Toby's member. So we might as well do that.
All right, then.
So, anyway, I better get going because I got a lot of cooking to do.
I may need to eat before we record.
I have so much cooking to do over the next week. Believe me, you're going to be so full. It's going to be amazing. And, oh, look, there's a lot of pussy in this movie.
Look, it's that kid from Finding Nemo.
It kind of is. And also, one of these cats reminds me of my pussy.
Oh. Is it because it's gray?
Yes, it's very gray. It loves to be patted. And also, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I actually do have a pussycat named Carlos, if you know what I mean.
Carlos?
Yes. Yes. Because Carlos, actually, no. I had to change his name. He's now known as Leonardo DiCaprio Jr.
Oh.
Named after my ex.
Oh,
okay. You guys see the pentagrams and all the satanic shit in the background of that little girl's room? And she's gonna kill this cat.
She's going to
kill this cat.
But anyways, though, I better get going. So I gotta get cooking, so I'll see you all later. Bye.
Bye.
Now it's time for me to sacrifice all these cats to Satan.
This is humiliating.
I don't know about you guys, but I kind of really don't like this little girl. Who wears a onesie like that anymore?
I do.
Who is that peppered up at this time of night?
I am.
Oh,
fuck you both. What? No, you haven't played the Dads and Christian Center.
It's wearing a little ballerina skirt. It's cute.
Oh, okay.
Marcy's. It's wearing a little ballerina skirt. It's so cute.
I know. It's all so cute.
How are we going to know how to go fuck ourselves then?
Oh, the bird is talking.
Okay, let's make a break for it. Run, run, run.
Yeah, that male cat was really mad that it had to wear a skirt.
That's it. She is terrifying now.
All those dolls are missing their heads. I think she's a serial killer.
Yeah, she's like the Sid. See? Told you.
That's just the same house as from a second ago, but with lights on.
Can we ever question the asylum's techniques?
Oh. Uh-oh. I say we keep them. Yeah, let's get them. Oh. I'm scared of all these kids in this movie. Are we sure this is not a horror film?
All these kids are getting the poop.
All those kids are getting the shit, definitely.
Yep.
Whee! Lots of corn in it.
Yes.
Have the cats just been shitting in a box on the fucking sleigh?
Yes.
And like, all right,
the presents are leaving to everyone
for the bad kids. They're just leaving them boxes of shit.
Yep.
Oh, we got boxes of shit from Santa Claus. It's what we always wanted.
Santa, why?
Oh, now we just need a cup.
Why does my present smell, Santa?
Mossy, that.
It's, look at it.
At it.
It's got a little Santa Claus hat and beard.
It's so cute.
It's a bearded pussy.
And also bearded that pussy. Little. Also that. Oh.
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh, look at him. Fred.
Oh. That, I think you're jealous
of the kid. Merge, that cat. Here, you're missing your brethren.
That cat licking its lips is like when Louise sees Toby the ghost.
Ew. Mm. Papa, go sit down. Go lie down, honey. Okay.
This dude has cameras in that family's house.
In their bathroom.
In their
allegedly. Bathroom. Allegedly. Squeak, Maisie.
Oh, what is squeak. Wrong with this guy?
I had a cat named Squeak.
Aww.
Squeaky. She died. So
wait, sad. He's trying to lure the cat with a fake mouse.
Murph.
See, this nerd shouldn't be trying to be the villain of this movie. He's too nerdy. It doesn't work.
I hate him. I want to punch his face in. He is the villain because he has a punchable face and he looks like a pedo creep.
Goose is not impressed.
Cat from outer space is pissed.
No. Hence it's Goose.
It's a Goose. Yeah, Goose is back there. See?
I do see Goose.
Yeah, it's Goose.
Oh no!
What a cunt! Fucking murder him, cat.
And the funny thing is, this.
Fuck this guy up.
You know, the funny thing is, this is the closest this nerd will ever get to pussy.
But, oh.
I broke Cutlin.
He's got like seven fleshlights.
I don't know
you
why
know,
I'm picturing it.
You know he's the type of dude that pays for pussy.
Yeah. And they almost got run over by that plane or
no, this
flown
is
over.
The kind of guy that's like Barry who doesn't pay for porn.
He
doesn't
yes.
have to. Look at how much pussy he has around him.
He's trying to get rid of the pussy right now.
He gets his pussy on the dark web.
Yeah, he's trying to get rid of the pussy.
From Vikram. And we've been there, so we know how that ends.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about what
he
Vikram
bypassed dark web Dave.
Went straight to Vikram. Oh no, they lost the reindeer. They're going down. They're dead.
Colin,
I knew it was
going
to happen.
You're on your own, little dudes.
Yeah, sorry, bro.
I heard it going down on pussy, but this is ridiculous.
Oh, god damn it, dude.
Fucking play it.
That's two so far.
I'm on a tight schedule, bitch. Jesus Christ. Wait. I'm Santa Claus. Oh, sure. Wait, I am Santa Claus.
What is she going to do with the hairspray?
She's going to get a lighter and burn the fuck out of his face.
Well, she's missing a lighter right now.
Here, have a candy cane. You got a candy cane in your other hand. See, this is what I was talking about, like, on another
Colin, I got
show.
Oh,
go ahead.
Colin, I got an electric lighter from work.
That's fucking tight. It's not a torch, but it's like an electric lighter. That goes hard.
That's science.
Science.
I'm a professor of all things science, so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. 15 minutes until my cookies get here.
Why does Santa Claus in this movie look like Rob Reiner?
Might be Rob Reiner.
He needed the money.
Oh, hello.
It's Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney.
Did you buy a Christmas tree this year with your own life? Jiminy
Jillikers.
Do you know where that tree is now? Well, why don't you go
where the fuck is the tree, little guy? I almost said little girl again. Where the fuck is the tree, little guy?
You couldn't throw away his Christmas tree, could you, Jim?
Colin, you've become so woke, you just call anybody anything and roll with it.
They. I mean, this whole movie is woke.
It really is.
It's horribly woke, but I love it. Woke. It's so good.
It's beyond being so woke.
Because all cats are woke.
It's not Doctor Who woke.
Yeah.
No.
But it's but all cats are woke because they woke up at 3 a.m. to wake to bite your feet.
I mean, that's
like meow in your face to fucking wake you up for food when they already have food in their bowl. There's just an empty spot in the bowl. You fucking cat. There's food around that empty spot. Eat the food around the spot.
They can't. It's scientifically impossible.
Santa's like, it smells like cat piss in here.
Enough with this phony baloney. I'm calling the cops.
See, this is what
I was trying to say. CPS on you.
This is what I was trying to say to you the other day. Like, in all these movies, you have characters like the mum who don't believe in Santa Claus and stuff like that, but this is a world where Santa Claus is real. How can people think this shit?
Who's buying the extra presents for your kids that says from Santa if Santa wasn't real? This is stupid, guys.
Guys, thank God my kids aren't here, because I would be like, they'd be traumatized right now.
Guys, Robert Santa is real.
I know Santa is real. I have a Christmas tree right here that tells people
I know
that Santa is real.
Then the cops burst in and shoot him dead.
That's right. Whoa, my plan is working.
Then it'll be a really woke movie.
Blow up the house. Oh,
uh-huh. He dropped the pussy.
He let out the pussy.
Yeah.
The pussy escaped.
Who let the cats out? Real.
And then Santa summoned the Christmas tree for the killer Christmas tree movie from last year.
Yes. You know what I found out recently, Batch? You know the same person who directed the Killing Tree movie we watched last year is the same person who directed Winnie the Pooh, Blooded Honey.
Yeah.
That makes sense, actually.
We got to do that movie on this show eventually.
If it does come on Tubi.
I heard it's coming to Tubi.
Ooh.
You know what's coming to Tubi? DC movies. That's going to be fun on the show.
Wow. Only if Steel is coming to Tubi.
When that does happen, we'll do DC month for the show.
I'd say Batman versus Superman is a Tubi Tuesday movie.
Yes.
Let's do... Trying to think. What is it? We'll do Supergirl. Well, Marcy will pick Supergirl if that's.
If anyone insults that movie, they're banned for life, so I wouldn't pick it. What is going on?
We also have Doctor Who month coming up soon next year.
Yes.
He put on the Santa hat and he's fucking Vietnam flashing back. He's going through all Santa's memories of war and shit.
Also. Why isn't Eric Roberts in this movie?
Why isn't Eric Roberts Santa in this movie?
Why wasn't Eric Roberts the voice of all the cats?
He should have been. I mean, he was a talking cat, so why not
Guys,
be the cats
in
this film?
Eric Roberts Christmas movie on Tubi.
There's like 10.
I know.
Should have been Mick Foley as Santa in this movie.
Right.
Yes.
Santa's like, fucking stupid kid. What the fuck? I'm trying to tell you something. God,
I don't know why
listen.
They didn't just ask Bill Goldberg to reprise his role as Santa.
He spears the kid.
Oh.
because you wanted to remember that.
I still reckon like next year in between DC month and also what is it, Doctor Who month. We need to do an Eric Roberts month finally.
We should. And get Eric Roberts on this podcast.
Yes.
Then we can retire the podcast.
Yes. That's how the show will end, is when Eric Roberts finally joins us for an episode.
So we're never in the podcast?
Yeah, and we never... We don't watch an Eric Roberts movie.
No, we don't.
We just make him watch some other trash we found on Tubi.
That's actually really funny.
Mom, stop being a liberal, hippie, commie, Democrat and celebrate Christmas already.
Listen, little kid, we're not going to do your plan. It's fucking retarded. Whoops, sorry. It's mentally challenged.
We can't say...
I know. We can't say that anymore.
Don't bring attention to it. Then we're fine.
Yes. Yes. Fuck.
Damn.
So she didn't like Christmas because her record got broken and
oh, that's who she
people gave her shit.
See, she was upset that Santa Claus actually broke her Craven album.
Yes.
Santa was like, God damn. He was like, ho ho. Did you see his face? She opened the door. This isn't about
you know, I've also noticed we have not had a single ad in this movie so far.
No, we haven't.
Not at all.
Well, there we go.
We might get one like 5 minutes before the movie's over.
Leave the reindeer alone.
No.
Yeah, I don't think I trust Toby around the reindeer.
Listen.
Santa, our cat's kind of fucked up and... like, they got into a snowstorm, they flew your sled into a snowstorm and kind of lost your reindeer.
We don't even know where they are now.
Yeah, they were high, too. Like, that's fucked up. Like, why are we driving my kid around with intoxicated reindeer? No longer in danger? Maybe you guys can help. In danger? Santa, yeah. Your life is always in danger. I mean, it's getting very
late. I thought you knew.
Knew what?
The reindeer took off with your sleigh.
Huh?
With my fucking cats, too.
The kittens that were in that box?
Yeah.
Oh, they're dead.
They're not
this
dead.
This is the plot to every single Santa Christmas movie. My magic runs out.
They're dead. You forgot air holes.
I was going to drown them anyway.
Bossy, I think you might have to
I fed him the reindeer.
Bossy, I think you might have to, I think you might, I don't know what, how you feel right now, Bossy, but I think you're already regretting your decision picking this movie.
God damn it. God damn it.
I have no regrets, except when it comes to this podcast.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Santa Claus basically has the same hair as me if it's grown out.
You should grow it yourself, man.
Even that gray.
Rock that Ben Franklin.
No way. Where are the reindeer?
Oh my god, I would rock the shit out of a Ben Franklin. Gary would dump me so quick, but I would fucking rock a Ben Franklin so bad. Let's
find I want to say...
They're not dead! Fuck off!
They are. They should have died, okay? Cats Mossy. Are not supposed to be out in the cold.
But
that's
Mossy.
A cheat with... fake snow.
It's a sheep. That's a sheep with fake snow on. I just noticed.
Oh my
that
god,
too.
It's Toby. It is ectoplasm. The asylum hired him. He's the set designer.
He's just spraying it all over the place.
He does it like Power Wash Simulator. Did
you say? But just.
Oh, sorry. I'm doing the. Sorry, guys. I'm doing the set design for this movie as we speak. Sorry about that. Sorry. I mean, how else are they going to make... Because it is literally me as a she, and how else are they going to get snow? They need my ectoplasm. See, that is a Hollywood trick. Hold on one sec. I'm going to do this. There we go. More snow on the sleigh. Oh, wait a minute. Snow over here. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah. Oh, B. Arthur. Oh, that sexy big... Oh! Sorry about that. But anyways, though, I gotta get back to work.
Have you had
it?
is
oh, Jenny,
your...
Dude, that guy must have taken somebody's some of that. That guy is fucking
simulator with old ladies.
Yes, sir. Anyway, so I better get going because I still have more work to do, and plus I got to go back and help Louise and Ninja Terminator 2B set up the Christmas dinner next month. I mean next week. So I'll see you all later. Bye, boo.
Go fuck yourself.
And your
husband. It's not Eric Roberts.
Meow. That cat is so upset right now. They're not supposed. Their fur is not supposed to be out.
Frozen.
Yeah, they're dead. Those cats are dead.
This is the kitten version of the thing. Come on,
where are you? Or they're gonna get cancer from Toby's ectoplasm.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. Guys,
we should make the thing with cats.
This is the kitten version of the film Alive. And this movie's gonna end the...
I'm distracted by the sheet and the fake snow.
Oh, but look at them, they're so cute.
They are.
See, it's gonna die. I'm telling you, I'm sorry. Oh, it's Santa's sleigh. Where the fuck
Aurora
are those reindeer?
Aurora Borealis!
That's some woke lights out there.
They got into the fucking reindeer's ecstasy. Oh.
Whoa, man, I'm tripping out, man.
Man, this ecstasy
is
hitting
me. Turn your goddamn lights off. It's too bright. We're trying to sleep down here.
See, they're taking catnip, and now they're seeing hallucinating shit.
Yes.
Who are you talking to?
Nobody. My fucking they're dead talking. Dad. That's a dead dad.
That cat's face is all messed up with the CG.
It is.
And so it's that one. It's wonky.
Elf support offline.
Oh, shit.
Well, who am I supposed to call for help now?
You gotta call Krampus, Marcy.
Yes. It's me. Krampus gets shit done.
1-800-KRAMPUS. Stop.
We gotta get on the Santa network.
It's blocked. Oh, boy. I need some help on this one, Maisie.
Cat, murder him. He's terrible.
I'm a cat. What the fuck do you think I'm supposed to do?
The cat, that cat's too busy with that like little wire, and it's just playing around with it with its nose.
Yeah, god damn it, the internet's down again.
Oh my gosh, the dude's name is Nerdy.
That's his real name.
That's his name, Nerdy.
That's tight.
So he might actually win because his name is actually Nerd. And why do I sound like Christian Slater? Look, it's a
long story. I'll tell you about it later. I don't think that was Christian Slater.
That cat's just coming in and out of the frame.
It's doing it's a like, mersh.
It is doing a mersh.
He's doing a mersh. Oh, thank you
so much. I appreciate it. Mersh is still mad.
Oh.
She went somewhere.
I want mommy.
How are we supposed to deliver these presents?
All right, need to stop worrying about that and start worrying about how you're going to get warm and survive. Find some food. See all that messed up toilet paper they had to get that cat to go down there?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
In the sleigh, there's a bunch of paper towels, like rolled up paper towels, because the cat was down on the floor.
Oh,
I think Rocky should be here to watch these kittens, just say.
Rocky's not allowed in here.
He can make a quick appearance. Oh!
Okay. The sleigh has fucking rockets on it.
Hi.
No, no, left.
Mom, not bad. Have cookies at night. Santa,
would you like some cookies? Well, actually, I'm on a diet, but I'll have a cookie.
I'm diabetic. How many milligrams are these?
He wants to get more wasted than Colin.
It was so... The heat was on the blank on our dispenser day. It was so hot, we had to put all the chocolate in the freezer because it was melting.
Oh, damn.
Oh, shit. Guess what happened? Santa came.
Oh, no. Santa's... Ugh. Oh no, he's allergic to peanut butter cookies.
Uh-oh.
Oh my gosh, they are killing Santa Claus.
Well, doesn't someone have an EpiPen or whatever? I don't know what the fuck you need for peanut allergies.
No, they just die.
Santa! Tommy, go grab the EpiPen. It's in the first aid kit in the bottom of the cupboard. Hurry!
Yeah, always survival keep of the fittest. EpiPen handy.
Oh shit, is Santa dying again? What happened? Is it heart disease because he fucking ate that cookie?
Well, Arnold warned him to put the cookie down.
No, he did. Oh, he's... Did he... Santa Claus's hair just, like, inflate?
Yes.
This movie hates kittens and Santa Claus.
I don't know it what's does. Up with this movie.
I mean... We'll have to go talk to Anna, Ryan's wife, after this movie and talk to her about this movie.
Oh gosh.
It's time to
Santa!
Give him some. It's time to give him.
They killed Santa. They killed. They're going to feed him to the cats.
It sounded like a screaming goat there for a second.
It did.
Oh, Santa Claus, I got you the wrong one. That was heroin.
That's what Santa needed. It was withdrawing.
Fentanyl. Just gave Santa a bunch of fentanyl. Oh my god. Poor Santa. That's what he needed. He was having withdrawals.
Mm. How else does he like deliver presents all night?
Yeah, he's having
really on amphetamines.
Yeah. He's gotta come down somehow.
Exactly.
God damn it. Oh, I'm so sorry, guys. I was broken this entire episode.
Well, that means the show was funny because it broke you, Colin.
Yes.
Oh, man, this show fucking makes me so happy. Ugh.
Oh. Well, that's why we're glad you're on the team, Colin.
Oh, I love being on the team. God damn it, Bramble. What the fuck? He fucked up again.
Oh no, the magic is gonna run out.
I can't find this house for all the stock footage.
And I'm also a kitten.
It was just SimCity screenshots.
No, get off the desk.
I know we're getting very close to the end of this episode, which I'm very happy about, mainly because a certain someone hasn't tried to stab me this whole episode.
I mean, that is true, but you've said it now, so Murphy's Law says you're fucked.
Uh-oh.
So...
Santa's like, what the fuck was that?
It's his sleigh bells, bitch.
He's not here.
Oh.
The reindeer just totally took off. Like
you're lucky this week, Bede. He's not here.
Oh, thank goodness. That means it's 2 weeks without you-know-who. Oh, no!
Oh, no.
I think I go back to say that I'm not here, but then I am here. And I want to say Merry Christmas to you, Merry Christmas to Marcy, Merry Christmas to Bede, and Colin too.
Well, we appreciate that, Baby Craven. And also, you're not going to give me the gift of stabbing, are you?
No. I don't stab people at Christmas time.
Oh, okay. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Okay, I guess.
I mean, no, that's gross.
Hot chocolate? Yeah, have this hot chocolate I made just for you, Bede.
Okay, I guess. Exactly. Well, thank you, Baby Craven.
Don't drink it, Pete.
I'll try not to. Colin, do you want some of this?
Holy shit, is he trying to explain how he didn't molest that little guy?
At least he didn't get stabbed. He does like you, Bede.
Well, that is true. That is true. I think we need to do family films on this show because it tends to just go insane compared to other movies we do. Oh.
I mean, maybe.
Oh.
We can't. I can't do. I can't do these movies.
Uh oh.
Why is Santa screaming?
He's allergic to kitty cats.
He screams like an angry goat.
Ew!
That was creepy's ecto.
Well, we know that Santa's not a swallower.
He spits, and he spits hard.
Damn it, Colin.
Colin's revenge for being broken all episode.
I had to, guys. Sorry. You had
me so well. The CGI is so bad.
It's so bad. I took care of us, Mom.
It's like something you do use on like an app. If you have like a photo and you move the mouth around,
definitely.
It's like a Snapchat filter.
Yeah. I'm your mother. Freddy just wants to see all the kittens.
Yeah.
Freddy's got a deal because he can't come on the desk and on my lap. There's no room. Ew.
Yeah, Freddy, we don't want you to come on the desk or the lap.
That's not what I'm
talking
about. You're disgusting.
I don't know what you're talking about, Marcy. I mean, having him sit on the table or your lap. I don't know what you're talking about.
There's pussy all over that table. Bramble's the
last time. Yeah, in the movie. Oh, thank
you, Tommy. Now half the children of the world don't have presents because kittens kidnapped his sleigh and now most of them couldn't get the presents to the kids. It's completely gone.
And if I can't deliver what does Santa get stuck if his magic runs out? This is stupid.
He buys more fucking magic. Like, he goes to a dealer and gets some more crack. I don't hate
Christmas. Well, we thought you hated it.
I don't hate Christmas. I hate Chris's.
She's anti-capitalism. Does that
mean we can celebrate Christmas next year, too? Of course it does. I'm going to conform. But that won't matter if we can't deliver the presents. I'm a raging capitalist now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Couldn't we give Mr. Bramble cookies or decorations
or something? Maybe, yeah. Why don't you? Be nice. It's Christmas time.
Oh, the reindeers are back.
They finished all the partying. Those lazy high motherfuckers are back.
I noticed like you only see two live action reindeer. That's probably how much money they could only afford was two reindeer.
I mean, the CGI for the cat's mouth was most of the budget.
Yes.
It's like they did it on a fucking computer with Windows XP.
Yes.
Maybe.
And I swear, this is the same house from Tales from a Fifth Grade Robin Hood.
It could be. Besides,
you
can't give a present
to yourself. You stop. Yeah, you can. I do it all the time.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think wanking is?
It's a miracle my food came.
Ew! He's stalking this woman. Ever since we
stopped talking, he really is a creepy stalker, man. Nerd.
Yeah, she stopped talking to you because you put cameras in her fucking house.
He thought it was an Airbnb.
The Airbnbs are so awesome. Like, I love that they have cameras in Airbnbs. Like, what do they want to do? Videotape me fucking in their bed? Like, what is going on?
Yes.
Why do they do that?
Yeah, that's kind of the point.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I don't give a shit.
Chad'll buy it.
Yeah. Santa will too.
Only if you ask him nicely.
He's back on the naughty or the nice list.
She's not on the bitch list anymore. Uh-oh.
Santa's allergic to pussy.
He is.
Oh my god, shut up, Santa, you fucking annoying dickhead. Where did Santa go?
And he sneezed and he disappeared. Good. Quick, outside. It was morning time. He had to get back. He's still got to deliver presents. Those cats didn't do anything but shit in his sleigh. Well, there's no way those cats delivered all
that. To be fair, we didn't see them shit in there, so maybe they didn't.
They shit in the box and gave it as presents.
Yeah, that probably happened. Hello, Tommy, and I want to thank you. Without your help,
Christmas could have been ruined forever.
Oh no. Glad Christmas.
They were almost ruined by your cats.
Yeah.
Maybe it was almost ruined because Santa's got allergies.
He's allergic to everything.
Yeah.
He is.
That's not his fault.
There's medication for that shit, bruh.
I mean, take some Claritin, Santa. Fuck.
Dude, exactly.
Mersh pills. Take some Mersh pills.
Mersh pills.
We call allergy pills in this house. We call them Mersh pills. Yeah.
I could use the company, and that way they can see Maisie anytime they want.
Really? Hell yeah.
So is he keeping the kittens?
No.
Yes, because the mom's still a bitch.
No, the little girl is killing the kittens. Remember?
Oh, they get cat toys.
Oh, they got pussy toys. Toys for their pussies. That one vibrates.
Oh, look at it.
They don't know what to do. They're like, fuck, I don't know what to do. I'm all fucked up on catnip.
And this is for you, Tommy. I wonder what Tommy got for Christmas.
A toolbox.
A toolbox?
Yeah. We got another cat. The mom got money. I think you know what this
is. It's an eviction notice.
It's the fucking record of Cravens. God damn it.
It's that NSYNC CD she always wanted.
Also, by the way, I got you a copy of Santa's Little Helper starring The Miz.
Now that's a Christmas movie.
Hashtag Christmas camel toe.
Never forget the Christmas camel toe.
Thank you, Santa. Sam's like, ho, 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 ho. Let me film it. Santa wants to film all that pussy.
I'm very disturbed as to what you think Santa's doing all day in this movie.
He's petting pussy. Apparently, he's got to clean up shit. He's like, thank God I'm leaving your house. Smells like cat piss.
Your kid's weird.
Yeah. Tell your kid to get some Nature's Miracle and clean that shit up.
Welcome back, Santa. Hello, Tinsel. Oh, dear.
Santa's Guma. Merry
Christmas! God, Santa just told them hoes. Fucking
Sopranos.
Let's go, dudes.
I'm losing my buzz, man. It just breaks down. He just crashes. Santa did 9/11.
Oh, Colin, how could you say that?
I'm American. Too soon, Colin. Listen,
too
I'm
soon, Colin.
He's allowed to say it. If anybody's allowed to say it, it's
well, that is true. Merry
Christmas. Yeah.
It takes the heat off the other three of us.
Yeah, never forget, all right? Santa did 9/11. Hashtag Santa did it.
Oh, there's a Barbie doll in the stocking.
You know what, Colin? There's probably some nutcase out there that truly believes that's what happened.
First of all, everyone knows... Oh, wait a second. Sorry, I do not have my loudspeaker. Hold on, I gotta get my megaphone. I put it down here somewhere.
Oh my God, can we watch Tiger's Tail next week?
First of all, everybody knows that Santa Claus was the one who created 9/11.
I don't like where any of this is.
Oh, that's just a dumb conspiracy theory. I just got out of the top of my head because I'm lonely at Christmas time and nobody wants to talk to me.
Guys, he's six Bud Lights in at this point, so he's just saying gibberish.
Yeah, don't listen to me. I know nothing. That's why I'm dumb.
Been listening right, to Kid Rock all night.
But anyways, I better get going back.
Well, that was weird.
On that note, thank you for listening to this episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast with Santa Claus. And you can find us at supermarcy.com. You can follow the 2B Tuesdays podcast on all your podcast streaming thingy players and all that, or head to the handy Linktree address, which is linktr.ee/TubiTuesdaysPodcast. And yeah, you can find the Super Network on your socials, and all the good stuff is in the show notes. And I'm Super Marcy on all the socials, and Super_Marcy on Letterboxd. Beat.
Well, people want to find me personally. They can find me on my Twitter page at twitter.com/BJabide, or on Blue Sky under BJabide, and as well on Letterboxd under BJabide. And of course, you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com, and also listen to my solo podcast, Bede vs. the Living Dead, and as well as the spin-off, Bede and Steve vs. Camp Crystal Lake, on all podcast streamers everywhere via the Bede vs. the Living Dead podcast feed.
And Batch.
Find me every Tuesday on Webtails, the Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop4D network, and follow us on Facebook at Pop4D.
And Colin.
You can find me sometimes on Trash Panda Podcast when we decide to release an episode. But next week we are doing, or the week of Christmas, so the 25th is a Monday, we're going to be doing our Death Pool, the third annual Trash Panda Podcast Death Pool. So look out for that. Follow us on Twitter at Trash Panda Podcast, or Trash Panda Podmo, I think that's
it. It's Podmo, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We're all on the link tree. Just find it there.
Yes. Yes, all of that. And with that said, we have one more episode left for the year and also Christmas month. So until then, we'll see you next Tuesday, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye. See you, everyone. Bye.
Meow.
Tommy's Kittens.
Kittens, I'm home.
It's Christmas Eve.
Do your chores, and then we go to dinner.
Are causing trouble.
Not cool, guys.
And Tommy's mom.
Kittens, what did you do?
We may have gotten carried away.
We need to take care of ourselves.
Be careful, Patches.
Has had enough.
They're going to have to go up for adoption.
So Tommy asks a friend to lend a hand.
Cookies.
But Santa.
Shoot!
Is allergic.
Mom won't let me keep the kittens, please. Kittens.
Two cats.
Santa?
I think we broke Santa.
You have to fill in for the big man. Come on!
All presents must be delivered by sunrise.
We gotta get out of here. Go, go, go!
This year.
Those are my kittens. The reindeer took off with your sleigh.
The kittens.
How are we supposed to deliver these presents?
Fire!
Have Christmas.
Hello! I have a bad feeling about this.
Let's dress you up. Run, run, run.
In the bag.
It'll be a catastrophe!
Santa Claus.
This is Kitty One coming in.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.